You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's always interesting coming into the studio and looking at the chat or the text line, because we don't usually hear the last 10 minutes of Shasky's show with Spinoni, and it just says from the 510 from Oreo Cookie, let's get this straight. Day-Day is not untouchable. Ship him out. Steph and Kuminga are untouchable. That's Oreo Cookie.
You gotta stay off the text line.
Well,
although I do know that's how you kind of gauge in the morning where everybody is at. I think it's fun to sort of get a feeling for like the pulse of Bay Area sports fans on a given day.
But no, I agree.
What's going on, Steiny?
Not much. I just found out I'm going to have to, I don't know if it's going to be a speech, but I got to do something at my buddy's 60th birthday party on Friday.
It's a big one.
It is. I don't mind talking in a room that everybody can hear. Like this, I don't like, not great at talking in front of people. I mean, I'm pretty
good. What are you talking about? You were on television.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's different than in a live audience.
You're telling me you get more nervous to speak in front of like a,
oh, yeah,
like a group of 10 than on television?
I'd say 100, you know, if there's 100 people there. Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
There's no take backs, man.
No. It's a different dynamic in front of a larger group. But I'll tell you what, maybe I'll pen something and I'll let you guys read it next week.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you this. So we got Warrior season ended. They made the second round of the playoffs. Giants right now leaning toward being a playoff team. And the San Francisco 49ers set to embark on their season in a couple weeks, after a 6-11 season. So if I were to ask you, Evan, and Bay Area sports fans, how are you feeling about our teams right now? The Giants, the Warriors, and the San Francisco 49ers. How are we feeling about where they all are right now in 2025?
Pretty good. I'd say we were talking about this before. I feel lukewarm. And I think one of the reasons is last season, the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants all missed the playoffs. It hadn't happened for a long time. And I think usually the Bay Area sports, the three teams we're talking about here, have been pretty competitive. But like the health of Bay Area sports, I wouldn't say it's like close to the highest it's ever been. It's certainly not a recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, so we got the Warriors, who are still in the mix, right? They're still in the mix. And they've been in the mix for a while. So their title days might be behind them, but they're still in the mix. Now we got the Giants. And they're the one team right now that is the most interesting, because they haven't been to the postseason. They've only been to the postseason once in the last 9 years. And this year, they look like they might have a team with some staying power. So I think the Giants right now are probably in as good a spot since 15, like in the last 10 years, right? Since their last title and maybe the six.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
16 team that lost to the Cubs in the playoffs, but, you know, Giants are...
You mean for the future? Like 2021, they looked all right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they have more staying power right now.
Okay.
The Giants. And the 49ers, it feels like they're a little bit of a work in progress right now, but they could have a bounce back year. It's very possible in that division. So I think it's okay. I think it's okay. It feels like at times though, Evan, that that we feel like it's not great. And I'm wondering why that is and if it's because over the last 10 years, we've seen, or 15 years, we've seen a bunch of titles and that's the standard. The standard is titles, and if you don't win a title, then it doesn't seem good. And I'm not sure that I can buy all that. But I do think that the Bay Area sports fans right now, you know, the history of the three Giants titles, the Warriors four titles, and the Niners knocking on the door, that sets a standard that is very difficult to meet. Very difficult to meet. And our standards as fans here in the Bay are extremely high.
Oh, I agree. That's why probably, 2022 would be the most recent best season, because the Warriors won a championship and the Niners were in the NFC title game.
Right.
You know, 2023, the Warriors make the second round, the Niners lose in the Super Bowl, and last year, no team makes the playoffs. So maybe it's because we're on the heels of like the lowest it's been, at least in one season. I don't think it felt awful, but you know, nobody had any postseason success last year in 2024. Now this year, it feels like we're coming out of that, and maybe that's why it's like I'm an anxious person, and I feel like anxiety is how a lot of sports fans are looking at these teams right now. They're anxious about what the Warriors are going to be in a couple of years. They're anxious, maybe in a good way, about what the Giants could become, and they're anxious about just where the 49ers are, because they seem kind of stuck in the middle.
Right. I think that when you get to the Warriors, I'm not going to look two or three years down the line for the purposes of this exercise, simply because I think we all understand that Steph's not going to play together or play forever. So I don't want to go too far down that we know in a few years the Warriors may be struggling, because as of right now, they think they're in the mix and they have a team that they believe could have made the Western Conference Finals had Steph Curry not gotten hurt. So if you take the optimistic view of the Golden State Warriors, they're still in positive territory, because the way I hear a lot of fans speak is they still think that this team's got a puncher shot at winning it all. And 11 or 12 years after your first title, That's a pretty good position to be sitting in.
Well, it kind of feels like that's the best they can do. But, like, I thought last season was a success. They won a playoff series. Injuries might have been the reason why they didn't win two playoff series. And that's why, like, and I'm looking around and kind of surveying the landscape, I do wonder why it feels a little lukewarm. Or maybe I'm just reading the room wrong, Stein. And if people want to let us know, like, how are fans feeling about the state of the three teams? And I actually think it's kind of setting up. We're going to get into it in a little bit. I think this year is setting up to be pretty big for the Bay Area. And I'm not sure if I'm feeling that from fans. Like, I think the Warriors had a successful season. I think the Giants are lined up to have a successful season. I think the 49ers are lined up to have a successful season. That's a complete 180 from what we saw 365 days ago. And it's like, you know, if 2024 was the year of mid, and 2025 could be what for these three teams?
I mean, they have a chance. Each of those three teams right now have a chance to make the postseason. The Warriors did, the Giants can, and the 49ers, they got a shot absolutely to make the postseason. But you're right, it feels like maybe we dwell a little bit too much on the negative, because I think if you take a step back, we're about to drop a bomb on the listeners about where we're at in terms of Bay Area sports history. Let me ask Bay Area fans a question before we go to break here. When was the last time all three Bay Area teams, the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants, all made the playoffs in the same year? And now I'm going to qualify it. We're in 2025 right now. So the Warriors made the playoffs. The Giants could make the playoffs in 2025. And for the sake of this argument, the San Francisco 49ers, even though the Super Bowl's in 2026, we're considering 2025 this year for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that's how it goes. Like, the sports season begins with the NBA, baseball's in the summer, and football starts in the fall. Like, the 2025 NFL season has not kicked off yet.
Right. And so, I think we're going to shock some people. And what we're going to do is when we tell you that year, hopefully you'll get a different perspective on the Bay Area teams, and you'll be fired up after the show. You'll be fired up about where each of these teams are.
Well, you can also get fired up at 12:15. Tiffany Hayes, Golden State Valkyries guard, is going to join us.
Wow! Yes, sir.
Looking forward to talking to her.
Real quick, Theodore Rand says 2014. That would be wrong.
That's a good guess, though. There's a lot of years in which two of them have made it. But again, just doing some deep diving this morning, it kind of just slapped me in the face.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll give you the break to figure it out, and then we'll give you the right answer, and then your perspective will be completely different for the rest of the day. It'll be a more positive outlook. Take it to the bank. I'm telling you. Tiffany Hayes coming up at 12:15. Valkyries guard, they're 7-6. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Life Source Water Systems.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.